Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here. Welcome to Minisode Monday. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, we're back with James Clear, who was on the show recently discussing mental models and a whole lot more. James, let's talk about pre-commitment.
Sure. So pre-commitment is the idea, and this is backed up by hundreds of research studies, that if you lay out a plan for implementing your behavior with a very specific time, place, location, you're much more likely to follow through. So there have been a bunch of studies on this. Implementation intentions is another common phrase that you'll hear with it. One of my favorite studies looked at health habits. And so they tracked three different groups. They had the first group that came in. They said, well, we want you to track how often you exercise for the next 2 weeks. So that's the control group. Second group they brought in, they said, we also want you to track how often you exercise over the next 2 weeks. But they showed them this motivational message and gave them pamphlets on heart health and why exercise was good. And so that was the motivated group. And then the third group was equally motivated. They got the same message, but they were told to do one thing differently. And that one thing was to fill out this sentence that said, I will partake in at least 20 minutes of exercise on this day, at this time, in this place. So they had to fill out when, where, and how they were going to do it. And the group, as they looked at the results after they looked at those three groups, the first group, control group, about 30% of them worked out. The second group, the motivated group, again, about 30% of them worked out. So the motivation had basically no effect as soon as they left the researchers' laboratory. And the third group, the group that wrote down specifically when and where they were going to work out, 90% of them worked out over the next 2 weeks. And so the idea here, it sounds very simple, but by explicitly stating when, where, and how you're going to implement a behavior, you make it much more likely that you'll follow through. And as I said, this has been backed up in hundreds of studies. It's also been used in really large business contexts. So for example, one Midwestern company that had multiple thousand employees, they used this strategy to get people to pre-commit to taking their flu shot. So they sent out a pamphlet and said, you need to get your flu shot. You can sign up here. And then they sent out another pamphlet that said, you need to get your flu shot. You have been scheduled for 1 p.m. on November 11th or whatever the date was. And by scheduling people ahead of time, they pre-committed them to showing up. And then they had a little phone number and they said, if you need to change the time, you can just call here. And so they were giving people a nudge and moving them forward toward doing the behavior. And what they found was that there was a significant increase. 12% more people actually showed up and got their flu shot than the group that didn't have the pre-commitment. So this idea that having a simple strategy for implementing your behavior can increase your odds of success is something that we can apply in habits across the board.
Yeah, it's not just as simple as if something's important to you, then schedule it. That's certainly part of it. But picking a date and choosing a place, and like you said, giving your goals a time and space to live. I see this mistake a lot. People often ask me, how do you get so much done? There's four shows a week. There's a training company. There's videos. There's all kinds of other things going on here. The answer number one is I drive my team crazy, giving them tons of stuff to do all the time, as Jason knows all too well. But also, I do this with my calendar, right? I have to-do lists, but there are things like send email to this person, and I know that that goes in my email block, which is scheduled on my calendar. It's got an hour or a half an hour. I don't do it during some other time. It's not do this stuff in addition to everything else that's on your calendar. And I've said this probably way too many times on the show, but my day is scheduled out in 15-minute blocks or 15-minute segments every single day of the week. Even if there's a big 6-hour block on Sunday that says Netflix or read or something like that, it's blocked off because if it's not there, it won't get done. And unfortunately, if there's blank space in there, if there's empty space, what does go in there is something that doesn't fit. I try to go to the gym and I only have 20 minutes and it ends up being an hour and this other thing doesn't get done. So basically, If it doesn't have time and it doesn't have space to live, it either doesn't get done or you try to smash things together. And I see this with people who have kids. Of course, it's a little bit less avoidable because of their schedule. But I see this with entrepreneurs all the time that are just saying, oh, I don't know. There's not enough hours in the day. And the reason is because they're not realistically planning. And they're not doing it because they think, well, I've got two things to do tomorrow. I can remember that. One's at 1 and one's at 3. But they don't fit in everything else. If things don't have time and space to live, they simply cannot exist in your life, at least not as well.
Yeah, you know, and I'll even say this can be useful even if you don't want to have a hyper rigid schedule. Like I really like having free time in my calendar, but the problem with a lot of things that that we want to accomplish, whether it's writing a book that we've talked about writing forever or going to the gym or learning a new language or, you know, whatever the habit is you're trying to build. If we don't create a specific time and place for it to show up in our lives, then what happens is that we end up waking up that day and thinking, well, I hope I feel motivated to write this morning, or I hope I feel motivated to go to the gym tonight. And so we wait for this moment to strike us as if that will make the decision easy, rather than just making the decision ahead of time and removing the need to make a decision in the moment, you know, from the equation. You don't need to wait for that to happen. My friend Sarah has this great line where she says, so many people never get around to writing because they're always wondering when they're going to be motivated to write. And that's the, you know, like we do that with all kinds of goals in our lives. Like, oh, I wonder when I'll be motivated to go to the gym. Don't leave it up to wonder. Don't leave it up to when you feel right. You know, that's the difference between professionals and amateurs. Amateurs do things when it's easy, when they feel motivated to do them. Professionals do things on a schedule. They have a time and a place when stuff happens, and that's when it gets done. So By setting a specific implementation intention, or by writing out when and where a behavior is going to occur, by creating a space in our life for our goals to live, we make it more likely that we'll actually follow through rather than just follow the push of inertia in the moment.
Perfect. Thank you so much, man. Don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge, everybody. It's designed to help you connect with others, create more productive personal and business relationships. And there's also step-by-step challenges to help you move forward every single week. There's also a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. Of course, AJ and I are in there with the rest of the AOC team, helping you all move through it. It's really cool for me to see the growth going on in there. It's really actually amazing some of the steps that people have taken. I love it. These are action takers. You can be one of them. Text the word CHARMED, CHARMED, to 33444 if you're in the States, or just go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking. Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.